So, Ray, I'm sure you have a lot of experience with ramucirumab in gastric cancer. It's been out there for a while, pretty standard, usually with paclitaxel, with ramucirumab in that setting. It kind of sounds a lot like Bev. You know, is that your experience? Quality life-wise, no issues? It's really hypertension, proteinuria, et cetera?
And that's my, as far as the Rainbow data with paclitaxel, that is my experience. Although hypertension, and I've never ever had to stop either Bev or Ram for proteinuria, is the blood clot issue that I worry about the most, because hypertension is treatable for most people and it's not a reason to stop the medication. But if they have a vascular event, then it kind of stops everything in its tracks.
Is that, again, there was so much excitement about checkpoint inhibitors and targeted therapy. We kind of forget all the stuff that we talked about 5 years ago. But obviously, we talked a lot about it. But I know there was always a lot of debate. I think it was maybe more in the colon literature, but about this issue of Bev and thrombotic events. What's your bottom line? I mean, here, this lady got Bev already, you know, and she did fine on it. I don't know, also, Ben, whether people who have long responses on Bev do better on ramucirumab. You know, you have whole issue of continuing Bev on progression that you see in colon cancer. But just kind of curious in general about, you know, some of these issues related to ramucirumab, Ben.
I haven't seen this, and I don't know if it's really mirrored in the data in terms of, one, patients who have had long trial or a long exposure of Bev, do they do better with Ram? And I don't know if that data was broken out in the REVEL. And in terms of toxicity, I will say I have seen more bleeding and clotting with bevacizumab than I have with ramucirumab. That may be more just due to the fact that I've treated a lot of patients with bevacizumab prior to the advent of checkpoint inhibitors from the 189 data. I used a lot of Bev in combination with carboplatin pemetrexed, so it may be more mirroring my experience and disproportionately using bevacizumab more than I have with ramucirumab, but I haven't seen the clotting and the bleeding issues with ramucirumab that I saw with Bev.
I don't even know, is that reported with ramucirumab or is it just kind of an inference because it's kind of like
It's an
Bev?
inference.
Yeah, so it's really more indirect evidence.